Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tom Carey. Batting second. The center fielder, Eddie Silber. Batting third. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Giuliani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Red Barkley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Les Tiche. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Giuliani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to third. Giuliani moves to second. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barkley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0 for 1 in the game. Silber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Bell reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich bunts towards third. Cliff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dietrich moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic bunts towards first. Davis fields it and throws to third for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krivic scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dietrich bunts towards first. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dietrich moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barkley bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiche strikes out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barkley moves to second. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0-for-2 in the game. Silber hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barkley scores. Carey moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Giuliani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Giuliani trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cliff scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barkley hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Radcliffe. Barkley moves to third. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet is 0-for-2 in the game. Tichet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ethan Allen now playing right field. Bo Bell now playing first base. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carey hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0-for-3 in the game. Silber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ethan Allen now playing center field. Eddie Silber now playing right field. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Silber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Klift bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmek moves to third. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to Dietrich covering. Safe. Allen moves to second. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Barkley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Allen scores. Giuliani moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0-for-3 in the game. Tiche bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Giuliani moves to third. Barkley moves to second. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Allen. Appling reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to third. Tony Pete pinch runs for Zeke Bonura. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Connors hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's 4-3, Browns. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from Giuliani and he is out, Barkley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mulehaus now playing first base. Clint Brown now pitching. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0-for-4 in the game. Silber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vosmek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Clint Brown. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards short. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.